Chuck Barr turns 90 in September, but that's not his only milestone this year. Last week, the street musician and self-taught artist attended the opening of the first ever solo exhibition of his paintings and sculpture. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll filed this audio postcard about the artist, who often uses reclaimed materials. It starts on the open-air porch of the home Barr shares with his wife Mary in Highland Park.
See, I have all these little pieces here, and I stick them together. Here's one I'm working on now, right here. When I tear down walls, I pick up pieces of material and paint on. And when people throw out their paintings, they buy cheap in a 5 and 10, and they get rid of them and throw them out on the sidewalk. I pick those paintings up and paint over those with my soul and keep the frames on sometimes. And then I paint the frames. Like, for example, this painting here might be done in the 70s, but yet, you know, it's never finished. You know, you could see I'm trying to develop it with that little white cat. So you could say that my work is never done. I was raised in Beachview, that's South Hills part of Pittsburgh. And I bought myself a tenor saxophone, a Petty's music store down in Liberty Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh, $185.50. I tried to conform, you know, getting various jobs. I worked over North Side, all kind of jobs. I was trying to prove to myself that I could fit in. It never worked. And my father would tell me, "You'll never make nothing out of yourself. All you do is make noise all day long." So that made me question, hey, wait a minute, man. Is this good, this art, or is this bad? So it sort of confused my mind. So I've been confused ever since. But I decided to give in to the art and be a beautiful soul and be myself, and the heck with him. Yeah, that's a ballpoint pen I use on there, and I use this acrylic paint here, and I use also this stuff here, pastel. I use the pastel, so I'd like to mix the media all up, you know. This is a picture of Bola. We had a golden retriever. She died at 12 and a half years old. Now, this is my wife, Mary, reading. There's her hand, there's her face, and there's the book. So what I'm trying to do with my art is unite the animal world with the human and make them one. That's why when I made this painting, I tried to incorporate the dog with her body. I would say it's jazz rhythms, you know, like, these lines that go, excuse me, they go around like that. It just makes me think of boom, 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 like maybe a bass solo, boom, 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 you know, jazz rhythms, you know, melodies. So I'd say that a lot of my art is musical-like. I sit down to the piano, and I'll be playing 4, 5, 6 hours without stopping. Sometimes I look at a painting, it's unfinished, and I see that unfinished painting as being a great painting because it's unfinished. So maybe, you know, it's all right.
Well, my name is Pat McArdle. I'm an independent curator. I like Chuck. And Chuck's art, they're just about one and the same. They're exuberant, they're color, they're full of life, and they sing, you know, and they put a smile on everyone's face, mine included. It's called The Art and Zen of Chuck Barr.
I feel like I'm climbing this happy mountain, and I'm climbing up the mountain and holding on to the mountain. The mountain represents happiness and like freedom, self-respect, dignity, and like finding yourself, being true to yourself, and accepting yourself.
My name is Lynn Taylor, and these are wonderful things of Chuck's, and I tapped them, and I thought they were trays, metal trays, but they're not. They're garbage can lids. It's a wonderful show.
My full name's Giuseppe Scalamagna. I met Chuck when I was still a teenager, more than 20 years ago. He's always able to bring a lot of joy to the people around him through his music, through his art, through his personality. It's all part of him. He's always exuding this energy, you know?
The Art and Zen of Chuck Barr and 12 other self-taught artists is at the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination in Bloomfield. The closing reception is March 28th.